असो नसो भाव माजे तुझी आठाया, कृपा दृष्टि पाहे माजे तू पंढरी राया। हे माझ्या साई विठ्ठला, आज माझं जीवन धन्य झालं रे। एज आय स्टँड बिफोर यू टुडे हियर, अ ड्रीम गेट्स फुलफिल्ड, अ प्रॉमिस दॅट आय मेड टू यू वन इयर बॅक, दॅट आय आचार्य पाटील विल कम हियर ऑन माय डिंडी यात्रा टू पंढरपूर अँड टेक युअर साक्षात्कारा देवा इन दिस व्हेरी होली श्राईन, where every article and particle reverberates with your divine resonance, where the air is sanctified and imbued with those hymns and chants of those immortal saints, Tukaram, Namdev, Jnanoba, their yearnings were fulfilled, Deva, when you, माय साई विठ्ठला, माय भगवान सत्यसाई बाबा प्रत्यक्ष केम टू दिस टेम्पल इन 1965 ऑन अ व्हेरी फॉर्च्युनेट डे, वेर ही मटेरियलाइज्ड ए मंगल सूत्र अँड ऍक्च्युली पुट इट अराउंड द नेक ऑफ अम्मा रकुमाई। हाऊ मेनी पीपल नो दॅट दिस हॅपन, हाऊ फॉर्च्युनेट वेर दोज आईज दॅट वेर अ विटनेस टू दॅट स्पेक्टिकल, almost reminiscent of what Lord Krishna would have done long back in Dwapar Yuga to Rukmini. Swami, hey Sai Vithala, 1 year back the story was different. I was told that my child, my only child, my 15-year-old daughter, has a hole in the heart and that she needs heart surgery. I, a farmer, had lost all hope. Neither did I have the money to arrange for the surgery, nor did I have one person who could take us to the hospital. In that pain, in that despair, one voice came to my solace. The voice of my Sai Vithala, the voice of Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba. We were lovingly guided by you to your hospital in Pandhari Kshetra, White Field. The surgery was done in no time. That day I found that you gave us medicines for free. You gave us surgery for free. You gave us love for free, Deva, which is not available elsewhere. Standing there, I realized that Parathi Amache Pandharapura. And that's when I made that promise which I spoke about, that you make my child walk out of that wheelchair back home, I will come walking to you on a very special Dindi Yatra from Pandharpur to Puttaparthi, from Pandharpur to Puttaparthi, from my Sakshat Vithala to my Sai Vithala. And as I say this today, I also find that there is a coincidence. When I am traveling to Puttaparthi today on my train, your staff from the Whitefield Hospital has also come to Puttaparthi today. I have come for my 16-year-old daughter. They have come for the 16th anniversary of the hospital. How fortunate would I be if I could also be a part of those celebrations? If
यात्रीगण कृपया ध्यान दें, ट्रेन संख्या 10326 पंढरपुर से बेंगलोर जाने वाली पंढरपुर बेंगलोर एक्सप्रेस थोड़े ही देर में प्लेटफॉर्म नंबर 9 से रवाना होने के लिए तैयार है।
अरे अरे, दैट इज माय ट्रेन, लॉस्ट इन माय ट्रेन ऑफ थॉट्स, आई ऑलमोस्ट मिस्ड माय ट्रेन। कम जॉइन मी एज आई स्टार्ट माय दिंडी यात्रा, पंढरपूर टू पुट्टपर्ती। हरिओ विठ्ठला, हरिओ विठ्ठला,
हरि विठ्ठला विठ्ठला, देवा विठ्ठला पांडुरंगा,
प्रे टेक अस सेफली टू आवर डेस्टिनेशन श्री देवा विठ्ठला।
भाव आई शडर to think of what awaits me. Even if we manage to reach our destination safely.
Che che, asa ka bolta hai? He gya, Vitthal Rakumaicha Devasthanacha Prasad. Bhau, you seem worried. What is your name?
I am Madhav, sir. And this is Parth,
Ram.
My brother. And you are?
Me, Acharya Patil. Bhau, you don't seem good. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Where do I begin, sir? I don't know if I should burden you with all my troubles.
Burden? What burden, Bhau? What is the meaning of life itself if we are not of help to each other? Pray tell me what is wrong, and God willing, I may be able to offer some solace.
Acharya ji, I am a poor construction worker from a nearby village, Kasegaon. Every single day, I toil in the sun for many hours and manage to earn a few rupees, just enough to keep my bones together. Of course, I am grateful to God that I am at least employed. But of late, I find myself getting tired very quickly. Just the other day, I started to sweat profusely and fainted while working.
I took him to a local hospital and Dr. Saab said that he has a heart problem which can be treated only in a big hospital.
I dread to think of what this treatment might cost. Me don't zavan karu shakat nahi. I have so many responsibilities. My ailing mother, my son's education, my daughter's marriage.
Radu naka.
Someone told us to go to Sai Baba Hospital in Bangalore, where it seems free treatment is given for heart problems. A few kind people from my village helped us with a little money for our expenses. We are now traveling to an unknown place and have absolutely no idea what is in store for us. Everything is so uncertain. One wonders if there is a God and if He is actually listening to our prayers.
Is this a coincidence or what? Parth, did you say you are going to the Sai Baba Hospital in Whitefield, in Bangalore? If that is where you are going, then God has already listened to your prayers. I am going on my very unique Dindi Yatra and I am going to Puttaparthi. And when I see my Sai Vitthala there, I will certainly include you in my prayers, Bhau.
Pan Bhau, people usually end their Dindi Yatra at Pandharpur. It is indeed strange that you have started your Yatra from Pandharpur and are going elsewhere.
I'll ask you a question, Madhav. Isn't the journey of everyone here written long ago by somebody else? How do I tell you the uniqueness of my Dindi Yatra? Parthi mera Pandharpur, Parthi mera Pandharpur.
Parthi mera Pandharpur, Parthishwar Sai Ranga. Shivahari Rupa Panduranga, Shiva Shakti Rupa Sai Ranga. Pundarika Varada Panduranga, Bhakta Janashraya Sai Ranga. Panduranga Pandharinatha Sai Natha Vitthala, Panduranga Pandharinatha Sai Natha Vitthala, Panduranga Pandharinatha Sai Natha Vitthala.
Madhav, you want me to extol the virtues of my Sai Vithala in one train journey? Impossible. I won't be able to do it an entire lifetime, Bhav.
I don't understand. You're talking in riddles? Bhav, can you please let us know who is this Sai Vithal and why are you going there to see him?
It's a long story, Parth. The story where God intervenes himself to pull his devotees out of distress and despair to give them courage, solace and succor. 1 year ago, when my child was 15 years old, my only daughter, we were told she has a hole in the heart and she needs open surgery. Adis 3 lakh rupaye, kutun aanu evde paise mi. In that pain and despair, only one voice had given me strength. The voice of my Sai Vithala. The voice of Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba. We were guided to the hospital where you are going. Pratyaksha Whitefield Hospital. And the surgery was done in no time. Today, she is as healthy as any other 16-year-old, Bhav.
That means I too have hope.
Of course, Madhav. And who do you think is the hope for people like you, me and millions of others who have no hope and no one to hold their hand to other than he himself? My daughter got a new lease of life, Bhav. And I, Acharya Patil, got a purpose for my life.
Poor child, your daughter would have undergone so much pain all these days due to the big operation.
That is what everyone said and everyone thought. But no, Bhav, nothing like that happened. I was worried. 15-year-old daughter, open operation, permanent mark. Kon lagna karnar? Who will marry her? But when we went to Baba's hospital in Whitefield, one very senior doctor did an operation from the leg, itun. And he put in one foreign material, kind of the device. And operation was done in 10 minutes. Mala watla cancel thala. He came out and said, Bhav, over. Aapka operation ho gaya bachcha ka. It is unimaginable how they get the best of doctors, staff, machine, material, everything under one roof. Me sangto, it is not a hospital, Bhav. It is a temple of healing. It is an arogya nilayam.
Bhav, I can't wait to get there. I feel like seeing the place, the people who work there, the doctor who treated your daughter. I want to see it all, right away.
Madhav, your curiosity is understandable. But also interesting is the fact that as we are traveling today to Puttaparthi, the staff of the hospital in Whitefield is also coming to Puttaparthi. Because they are celebrating 16 years of loving service. Anniversary hai tenchi, 16 varsha. And I am told that among the speakers today is also the head of Department of Heart Medicine. Kainav tensa Dr. Das, who did my daughter's operation. Chota operation itun. And kahay manus, 30,000 operation, don hata ne kilit. Shapat. And other person is Shri Srinivas, cath lab manager. The one who called me, phone var bolavla mala. Me sangto, I have not seen my Sai Vithala. But these two angels were nothing short of angels sent by Sai Vithala himself to me.
Oh, how we wish we were there to listen to them speak.
Should be possible, Parth. The Sai Baba ashram usually relays all these Puttaparthi events live on phone, internet work. And if we have a signal as we travel, I can definitely show you live. Bhakto me. Tham zara. Basa, basa. Talk by Dr. Dash and Shri Srinivas. Chala, aiku ya kai bolto.
You are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you 24 hours a day the message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
I'm offering my prayerful pronouns at the lotus feet of my Divine Lord, Satya Sai Baba. Sairam to all of you. You know that the human heart has got four chambers, two upper chambers and two lower chambers. The septum with the partition wall exists between two upper chambers and also two lower chambers. Here you can see that the blue blood, that impure blood, comes from the body, go to the right heart, then go to lungs for purification. After being purified, blood returns to left side of the heart, then go to the lungs, go to the whole body. Because of this septum, the mixing of the left and right side blood doesn't occur. The most common birth defect of heart is hole in the septum. The hole could be in the upper chamber and lower chamber. And because of the hole, blood goes from left side to right side in more amount, then go to the lungs. And lungs is overflowed with the blood, and lungs congestion develops. The child have repeated respiratory infection, cough, pneumonia, hospitalized for several times, and he becomes short of breath, cannot run or play with the peers, and easily tired. Many of them also, they cannot complete their birth, first birth anniversary. And the parents are most worried, they are depressed, they are a bit anxious. If neglected for years, the pressure in the lungs builds up and the whole closure becomes impossible. And the lifespan comes down and the girls, they become ineligible for motherhood if the holes remain open for years together. Previously, this hole was closed by a big surgery by cutting open the heart and lungs. You know that the surgery has got one impact on the body. After surgery, the patient would have a lot of pain and cannot resume his activities, cannot play and go to school, and he have to remain careful for a couple of months. And this surgery leaves a permanent psychological and physical scar. Girls with a permanent scar face trouble for marriage because it could be an issue to marriage. During past two decades, the technology has made possible to close these holes by a dumbbell shape or button shape devices which can be passed through a long tube to the heart through the groin. And it is a very safe procedure. This is hardly a job of 10 to 15 minutes, and the beauty of the procedure is that after 6 to 7 hours on the same day, the patient can discharge and he can start playing, running and going to school the very next day. Swami's hospital has performed more than 1,000 procedures, and in the 90th birth anniversary year, we kept target to close 90 holes of each category. So total target was 270. But by the 90th birthday, our number far exceeded the target. With the Swami's grace, more and more patients are getting benefited. And we are the largest centers in India. And this achievement is only possible by the precious contribution of my cardiology colleague, nurses, technicians, and cardiac surgeons, anesthetists, and also visiting professionals. Above all, Swami's grace and central trust, support and encouragement is of paramount importance. Sai Bhagwan Baba, during discussing the group of doctors, mentioned to us that there are so many hospitals in the country, you can work, but you are working here. And similarly, so many hospitals, patients can go there and are going, but only some are coming here. So don't think that is a mere coincidence. It is a special link between you, patient, and Swami. He is the man, he provides everything, and he gets doctor for right skill, and provides the materials, arrange the materials for the patient treatment and takes care of the patient. One incident I like to mention here, who decided to put a device in a young person, probably his late 20s, he was in much distress due to sudden rupture of the heart tube. There is a weak point from the birth in the heart tube and suddenly gave way, and he was too much distress, was too much breathlessness. So he planned to put a device close to that ruptured hole. After getting on the table, she fell silent, closed eyes, remained motionless for a while. And he was too much apprehensive and wondering at his action. What happened to him? After a minute and a half, he opened his eyes and told me, "Doctor Sahab, Sochana Mat, aapka kaam shuru kiye. Doctor Sahab, don't worry at all. You go ahead. And my procedure will be 100% successful." Swami appeared to me and blessed me and told that your procedure is 100% successful. Nothing harm happened to you. See, Swami not only gives strength and courage to the patient, also to the doctor through the patient. So really, Swami infuses the confidence and strength in our heart during difficult procedure, difficult time. And we are too much grateful to Swami. And Swami, he is the ultimate coordinator, he is a guide, and he has given the world-class facilities and infrastructures to all of us to work in his temple of healing. And now, our Kathlab Senior Manager, Mr. Srinivas, will share the feeling of the overseers who are involved in Swami's work. Jai Sai Ram.
With the support of people inspired by him. I take this opportunity to share some of the feelings of these people with their permission. When we started this 90 plus 90 devices for Swami's 90th birthday, one of the persons is aware that Swami will be happy by treating children, but he is also inspired by what HOD cardiology Dr. Das was mentioning as scarless operation, traumatic free surgery, etc. This is indeed a feeling that leaves a mark. Another person whom Swami arranged sees this as divine insurance based on divine assurance. Now what does this mean? In Mahabharata, when Draupadi was being humiliated in the open court, she cried out to Lord Krishna. Even though Draupadi was considered as the sister of Lord Krishna, Swami said Krishna was thinking what good Draupadi has done to deserve his protection. And then he remembered that Draupadi bandaged his little finger. So with that he provided unlimited sari to Draupadi and protected her. What does Swami, our Sai Krishna, says? Swami was speaking to a group of students who distributed prasadam in the interview room. So he asked them, why do I ask you to distribute prasadam? And he himself answered, life is like a roller coaster. There will be up and downs. In your time of need, I will see this and shower my grace on you. What a divine assurance that leads to divine insurance. Draupadi was protected by serving Madhava, but our Swami says, Manava Seva is Madhava Seva and it will protect us. A small businessman from West Indies wanted to serve some patients. So I told him, there is Swami's organization there, join them in removing suffering. Wherever suffering is removed, Swami would be happy. He told me, I quote, all women are like my mother, but my own mother has a special place. The whole world belongs to my guru, but my guru has established these institutions. It is my responsibility to take care of them and support them, unquote. Can anyone be left untouched by such feelings? Another person whose family was devotees for Swami many, many decades sees this as an offering to his guru. A taxi driver was driving home a couple after a bypass surgery from a corporate hospital. Having come to know that they spent few lakhs, that he shared his story with them. The taxi driver had a kid who had a hole in the heart, and the corporate hospitals asked for more than a lakh of rupees for the surgery. So he came to Swami's hospital and the hole was closed without any operation. He told them, you know, I spent only for the bus fare. This couple, who according to me had never come to the hospital, contacted one of their relatives who was a staff of a supplier and asked them to ensure that some patients are benefited. I come to know of this story from the vendor actually. When I look back, I cannot help but feel Swami's immense love for the humanity. He has set the stage by establishing institutions that will last for thousands of years, continuous stream of beneficiaries, inspired people with such sacred feelings, and we as staff serve prasadam. We just have to utilize the opportunity. In one of the sessions in 2007, Swami has told us, do not think you are working for the book trust or university or hospital. Think you are serving Swami. So in spite of Swami's physical absence, one can serve the humanity and redeem his life. With these thoughts in the background actually, I had an urge to express my gratitude to Bhagavan in 2001 and penned down a letter. So Swami called us for an interview in 2001, and the moment he sat on the chair, he asked for and took my letter. He read it with full concentration and then he said, Viluva telusukoni vartinchukondi, which can be translated as realize the value and live it. I end with a similar prayer on behalf of all of us. There are crores of people in this world, but only some lakhs of people are blessed to serve in your seva organization. We are doubly blessed since you have selected few thousands to work in your institutions. Grateful to you, O compassionate one, for taking us near you. Jai Sai Ram.
दुख से तुम निर्बल को रक्षा दो, रह पाए निर्बल सुख से भक्ति दो शक्ति दो भक्ति को शक्ति दो
ஆச்சாரி பாட்டல் பண்டர்பூர் டு பிரசாந்தி நிலையம். டிக்கெட் தாக்குவா, டிக்கெட் தாக்குவா. பார்த் ஆர் மாதவ் பண்டர்பூர் டு பெங்களூர். ஆச்சாரியாஸ் டேக் திஸ் சீட். That doctor who was supposed to occupy this seat, I have given him place in the other compartment.
You know best why you allocate these seats to us. Every time I travel, you have always been there to help.
So, going to Kuttapathi for seva again? The world needs more people like you, Riyaz.
Namaste, beta. So, you are also going to Kuttapathi?
Ask me about his schedule. He travels 4 times a year to Puttaparthi. Kai Riyaz, me barobar mantos na?
Are TT Sahib Raudya, is there any passenger on this journey that you do not know about?
Well, given that our TTG's name is Bhagawan, he is probably the only person who knows everyone on the train and their travel plans.
4 times a year from Pandharpur to Puttaparthi. That is a lot of travelling, beta. What inspires you to keep going back to Parthi again and again? It must be a lot of strain, beta.
Not at all. There's no question of strain when one does God's work. He gives the inspiration, the time, resources and the energy to do His work. My association with Bhagwan Baba, my dear Sai Mola, dates back 20 years. My parents were living then in Bangalore and I was born in Baba's General Hospital. Even today, my parents fondly recollect the spirit of service in Baba's hospital. That is what led them to the path of Seva, which in turn inspired me.
That's wonderful, Bao. What an exceptional service you are doing.
what I am doing is nothing exceptional, sir. I have seen many more highly qualified scientists and professionals offering their services on a voluntary basis at the hospital. Their dedication and commitment amidst their busy schedules inspires awe in me. Believe it or not, the doctor who treated me as an infant still continues to serve in the hospital.
The more I hear about Baba's hospitals, the more my curiosity grows. We had the good fortune to listen to Dr. Das speak just a while ago on phone. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear from more of these blessed doctors?
Actually, Parth, I told you about this service Radio Sai. They also carry these interview experiences of doctor, devotee, staff, sevadal. Do you want me to check if it's available?
Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes.
Bhakto, 1 minute, thumb. Bhagu.
29 January 2017. Itar atta chalne. 528. Talk by Dr. Kamakshi Kannan. She must be one of the doctors of the hospital.
Did you say Dr. Kamakshi?
Oh, yes, Dr. Kamakshi Kannan.
Jai Sai Ram. This can't be a coincidence.
Manje kai?
What's going on?
The pediatrician who was present all those years ago during my birth there, the person whom I was referring to earlier, was none other than Dr. Kamakshi.
You mean Dr. Kamakshi has been serving in the hospital for more than 25 years? It's unbelievable.
Are Parth, this cannot be anything but the divine will of my Sai Vithala. Om Namo Sai Vithala. Your ways are inscrutable, Deva. Chala, atta interview aiko. Yes.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Mother Sai. I offer my gratitude to Mother Sai for choosing me to speak today, this year being the 50th year of our family coming into Swami's fold. People have wondered how over so many years I have been driving in Bangalore traffic and continue to go there with the same enthusiasm that I had 26 years ago. Many people fast for days, walk for miles, climb hundreds of stairs, bearing all the weather conditions, braving all the weather conditions, just to reach their place of pilgrimage. And what is Bangalore traffic when the ultimate destination is this palatial state of the art, temple of healing of Bhagwan Sai? Every day as I step into this grand temple, I am awestruck at Swami's love for the needy and poor. I see Sai Ranga in the smiling faces of each and every patient who is healed of his or her ailments without even thinking of pay. And verily, my hospital is my Pandharpur. We came to Swami 50 years ago in the year 1967, and since then we have been giving plenty of trouble to Swami to protect us, and he has shown his mercy on us at all times. We can talk for hours and days and whole lifetime and not finish his grace on our family alone. Let me choose one to offer it is offer my gratitude. In the year 1999, in January, Swami invited Bangalore Hospital for interview. And one of the doctors, Dr. Mayur Nath, his wife had undergone, who was also a doctor, who had undergone knee replacements. Swami asked her, "Hegidira neevu, how are you?" She said, "Chennagiddin Swami, operation aita?" "Aitu Swami." "Innondideyalla?" "Illa Swami, eradu knee joint aitu. Nimma kanna operation ideyalla, your eye surgery has to be done." and he created Vibhuti for her. And I was sitting in the middle of the interview room, and Swami put the Vibhuti in my hand and said, in Tamil, "Ungalku time sariyilla, your time is also not okay." I said, "What can go wrong with my time, Swami, when you are there to protect?" And promptly on the Valentine's Day, 14th of February, which was Shivaratri day, while returning from Parthi, met with an accident in which I had a fracture of my leg. And we went home because Swami's speech was over in the morning. I went home to cover the hospital for Dr. Savitri. And we tried to call my brother to tell him, inform Swami I have to undergo surgery. It was possible because of his immense love for us. But we did not know that that day Lingodbhavam was there after many years. And my brother hesitated because he knew how tired Swami was after that. But then he thought, let me leave a letter to be given to Swami whenever it was feasible. And as he was standing at the Purnachandra, lo and behold, the Lord God came down and told him, "Emra Ravi, accident jariginda, emi viparitam ledu. Andru Sai Ramani pilichinaru, nenu velli rakshinchinanu." He said, "What Ravi, there was an accident, but nobody died, nothing serious. They called me and I went and protected them, rakshinchinanu." I would like to bring a point here that while coming to Parthi, the seven of us in the car were singing bhajans full of devotion. While going back, we were singing nursery rhymes. And the precise one was 10 little green bottles hanging on the wall, and one little green bottle should accidentally fall, and we accidentally fell there. The point is that even though we didn't call him, even though he was extremely tired physically, he was there protecting us, and nothing serious happened. We could have all died that day had I not fallen into a ditch and gone and hit the tree in front. So this is the love of Swami. And there are several anecdotes like that for my family alone. So you can imagine how many all of you must be having. 26 years in Swami's mission for health has been glorious. In the outskirts of Bangalore, 40 years ago, Swami started his mission by opening a hospital for mother and child. It covered the villages of in and around Whitefield. Majority of the people who are under 40 years were born in Swami's hospital. And now their children are coming to deliver in our hospital. Probably some grandchildren are also being born in our hospital now. Those were the days when there were very few doctors. Literally we were two or three doctors then. Everyone covered every department then. And we don't know how we manage. Only basic facilities were there. So I can hear Dr. Savitri's voice shouting, "Oh Swami, do something. Please help me. There is so much problem." Each time something went wrong. And invariably, the most benevolent Lord was there to protect the doctor and the patient. Everybody asked me, "What miracle have you seen in your profession? What miracle can you see other than that millions and millions of people are coming with great love there without having to touch their pockets and getting healed of their ailments?" Swami's love is there, his mercy is there, and I would beg for a boon that till my last breath, Swami grants me the opportunity to serve in his mission. Jai Sai Ram.
It's not just Dr. Kamakshi. Many doctors have had this similar good fortune of serving in Swami's hospitals for many, many years. We take this opportunity, Swami, to mention a few of those names as they offer their gratitude at your lotus feet. Starting with the gents, we have Dr. Ramkumar, Dr. Vijayendra, Dr. Vivek Kadambi, Dr. Hemant Murthy, Dr. K.S. Manjunath, Dr. Vasant Shetty and Dr. M.G. Bhatt. And among the women, we have Dr. Kamakshi, Dr. Chitra, Dr. Sushila Shetty, Ms. Geeta, Ms. Dolly Chavda, Ms. Pramila Devi, and Dr. Jaya Bhatt. We pray to you, Swami, to shower them with many, many more years of active service. We are sure nothing will give them more joy.
Madhav, Parth, did you hear what that doctor said? How Sai Vithala saved her life even before she asked for it. God doesn't wait for you to tell him when to save you. So much, I should say, he is not Sai Vithala, he is I Vithala. The mother who does not wait when her child needs her to rescue her, she does it even before the first teardrop falls. Hey Deenabandhu, hey Karuna Sindhu, hey Maja Sai Vithala, tu chahe hamcha Bhaktavatsala.
Hey, 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 hey God is ever busy. Just witnessed a miraculous event in the next compartment. Riyas, this is Dr. Karthik, whom I assigned to the other compartment. He actually turned out to be a lifesaver and revived a fellow passenger. And you know what? He is also from your Baba Hospital at Bangalore.
Looks like you knew he would be needed there.
We all are but instruments in Baba's hands. Baba always sends the right person to the right place at the right time.
Madhav, we were just hearing the doctors of Whitefield till now. Sai Vithala Pratyasha has sent you a doctor from his hospital. What more can you ask for?
Bhav, so you are working in Baba's hospital. All these people are saying that the treatment in Baba's hospital is free. Is it true?
Of course. Not only is the treatment provided free of charge, even education is provided free of charge. Did you know? We have postgraduate training programs for the doctors and undergraduate courses for nurses and technicians. And all this completely free of charge. And by free, we do not mean cheap. The training I received at Swami's hospital was under the best teachers, using state-of-the-art equipment with exposure to the latest techniques and technology. What I would have learned through several trips to various organizations the world over was brought to me by Swami at his hospital. I think it's time for me to check on that patient in the other compartment. Sai Ram.
So, Kaka, it looks like Baba is playing out this drama to remove your fears and clarify your doubts. Naika?
Tej Mitana Bullo, I was telling you the same thing. And Parth, to bring that at point, the other hospital that Riya spoke about, that is the general hospital where he was born. And put together, the super hospital and the general hospital together handle all medical needs. Kai avashakta nahi, kai tension nahi.
So, there are two hospitals. Are both of them in Bangalore? How far apart are they?
Not too far apart. I should say about 5 kilometers, Riyas. But considering the traffic in Bangalore, it may take an hour.
Kya baat karte ho, ji? All that has changed now.
Ah, yes. There was this talk of metro between the two places there nearby.
You thought metro was a Sai project to get executed in a few months? The general hospital has been shifted to the same campus as the big hospital.
Ashok, Ashok, you mean to say that the entire hospital has shifted? It is such a Herculean task. It would have taken months to achieve.
Not at all. It happened in a matter of days. Many people, including myself, participated wholeheartedly in making this happen. Everyone played their part, as designed by him.
Areva, everything about these hospitals seem amazing and unbelievable.
I can also tell you about that contractor who expressed gratitude for his daughter's treatment by offering his timely services during the shifting of the general hospital. There are so many instances where our dear Sai Vithal has shown his presence during this project. It is all his will. He is the wire puller. We are just puppets dancing to his master strokes.
Whatever you say, Riyas, whatever puppet, whatever. It must be very rewarding even to be part of this mission, Naika.
Service is its own reward. It's a transformational experience. And it's not just people like me. But there are patients who have undergone transformation due to the love they have received during their treatment there. I know of an auntie who underwent a brain surgery. And after recovering health, she, along with her husband, became sevadals to volunteer in the hospital all through the week.
The train seems to be slowing down.
Looks like we are nearing our destination.
ప్రయాణికులు దయచేసి గమనించగలరు, ట్రైన్ నంబర్ 130 26 పంఢర్పూర్ నుండి బెంగళూరు వెళ్ళు పంఢర్పూర్ బెంగళూరు ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్ నంబర్ 1 వద్దకు వచ్చి ఉన్నది.
సాయిరామ్, వి హావ్ రీచ్డ్ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం. ది 16th యానివర్సరీ సెలబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద బెంగళూరు హాస్పిటల్ మస్ట్ బి ఇన్ ప్రోగ్రెస్. లెట్ అస్ హరీ అండ్ గో టు ద కుల్వంత్ హాల్. We can at least watch the remainder of the program. Kaka, you too join us. You can continue your journey to the white field after the program.
Sure, we would love to. We would love to pay homage to Baba, bask in his grace in this abode of peace and bliss.
Chala.
Now offer our annual publication Mano Hriday at Bhagwan Baba's Lotus Feet. Chakravarti Garu, Trustee Sri Satyasai Central Trust, to release the first few printed copies for circulation. Now be addressed by the director of the hospital, Dr. Sundaresh.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering my gratitude to the Divine Master, Bhagwan Baba, to be a part of this healthcare mission. It's my privilege to be standing here today to address the gathering on this 16th anniversary of the Satyasai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences at Whitefield. This is meant to be an annual report, but what you have already seen in the form of a play speaks much more than what I can say in this report of mine. We constantly pray for Swami's blessings to all of us and to facilitate treating the patients that come to these temples of healing, to remind us of His omnipresence. Bhagwan has chosen the form of Vibhuti to bless us the patients and the staff at the Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences at Whitefield in the form of Vibhuti, appearing on many occasions in many locations. It happened on the first time on the 19th of July 2015 when the Jagannath Yatra completed from the residential campus to the dome area of the hospital, and Vibhuti was showered on the photograph in the dome area as you see here in the picture. The following day, when the previous director of the hospital, Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, was sitting in her office in the morning, saw an orange cloud enter the window and settle on the photograph in front of her office table in the director's office, and settled as Vibhuti on the palm of Swami's photo. To continue these blessings, Swami has been gracious enough to bless us on many occasions as and when the need arises, at times of crisis as well as on festival days. And it's become so much of a habit that we expect it to happen and we're disappointed if it doesn't happen. But Swami has never disappointed us. In one of the noteworthy features of the last 1 year that happened at the hospital is the shifting of the general hospital. The shifting process occurred very seamlessly with a few hiccups, and we were establishing the processes, and we offered an invitation to Swami for the function which was supposed to earmark the shifting on the 6th of July 2016. And the invitation was promptly blessed by Bhagwan Baba. The shifting happened seamlessly afterwards. We had a very grand function with the presence of the Honorable Health Minister of Karnataka State and all the trustees. And from then on, the functioning of the General Hospital has been very satisfactory going on. We put together a few other patient-friendly initiatives. It was observed that a number of patients waited in the front of the gate of the hospital starting from midnight because of the free nature of the hospital where we offer services free of cost. The numbers are always large, and those who were anxious to seek treatment lined up in front of the gate despite all their physical difficulties. This I felt was a little unfair to them. For those who came seeking solace from us and with the blessings of Bhagwan, we should not be doing this to them if we can do something better. So we thought of a plan. All we needed to do was to redistribute these patients from outside the gate to various locations inside the hospital. And believe me, it did become possible. They were redistributed into the queue complex and the reception area, where there's a huge seating area, and then all the revisit patients into the main building of the hospital. It required a little thought and effort, and it happened very well. The shifting of the general hospital has made the hospital very busy, vibrant, and added to the workload of the hospital by increasing the numbers. We have had the numbers of the patients almost increased by twofold. If you look at the cumulative statistics of the hospital till 2016 December, these numbers are huge. In no other institution can you see such numbers. The number of procedures done in the cardiology department, in the cath labs, is amounting to 53,881 procedures. What Dr. Das showed to you on an animated video as a device is just a five-letter word, but the cost also is in five figures. The cost, if you put from the commercial point of view, to these 53,881 cardiac procedures in the hospital, amounts to almost 538 crores. I don't think this can be achieved by anybody other than the Divine Himself. The total number of outpatients seen between the cardiology and the neurosurgery and neurology departments amounting to 11,07,825 patients. And numbers are huge. Total number of cardiac surgeries is 56,914 surgeries, and the neurosurgeries 24,045 surgeries. If you put a number to all these things, it will be so huge. I'm poor in maths, so I don't want to get into that. I think we'll leave it to the imagination of people. It amounts to almost spending 4,000 crores since its inception. Similarly, the radiology and laboratory as service departments have offered a great support, and large number of procedures are being done here. This temple of healing, in addition to providing the staff a highly spiritual environment to render health care to patients who need it, has also provided us with an opportunity to carry on our own personal sadhanas by way of some spiritual activities. To pursue in these lines, we have Veda chanting in Bhagavan's room for half an hour every week once, and then twice we have bhajans, once in Bhagavan's room and once in the dome area. We make sure we don't disturb the routine working of the hospital by this activity. And the residential campus is always vibrant with some activity or the other in the Satya Sai Seva Samiti, which has been started by Bhagavan himself. The building was built at his instance, was inaugurated by him personally, and a lot of activity happens there. And you saw part of it here by way of the Balvikas grants. The Balvikas group is very, very strong. And if you were there for the 16th anniversary celebration at the campus in the hospital, you would have found about 50 or 60 children on the stage dancing. It was a very nice sight to see, thanks to the Balvikas gurus and the convener of the Samiti. Keeping in mind the increased cost to run these institutions, the Satya Sai Central Trust took an initiative to install a solar power project. In the preparation of the solar power project, we as the staff of the hospital decided to see what we can do to save the power that we are using. So we had a 3-kilometer run around the hospital for the entire staff, from small children to octogenarians, completed the 3 kilometers. Some walked, some ran, and some went in prams. But they completed the 3 kilometers. It was a very festive atmosphere. We had a lot of posters put up on how we can save energy. All this was done with the intention of creating an awareness to turn off the lights when you leave your room, turn off the computers when you leave your office. And the poster competition was held to see which is, what is appropriate. See if you could get an appropriate name. We had a logo competition. And in addition to bringing out some wonderful capabilities of art amongst the staff and the children, it brought out beautiful thoughts and it generated a lot of awareness amongst the staff to save power, to generate power. The Central Trust had offered the solar power project, which was inaugurated, a 100 kilowatt power project on the 16th of January. And with the competitions we had, we got few suggestions and ideas for a logo. We created the logo and named the project Satya Sai Arunya and put the Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya as part of the logo. That is the solar power project that you see there. This is a state-of-the-art power project where you can monitor the power generation on a day-to-day basis on anyone's computer in the hospital. In addition to this, a significant achievement of this year has been a tripartite agreement which we have entered into with the Tata Trust, who have nurtured the development of an indigenous MRI. An MRI which is developed completely in India, state of the art, with no helium in it, is half the weight of a standard MRI and is being installed at the Satya Sai Institute of Biomedical Sciences, Whitefield, for a trial run and hopefully should be ready for human use by the end of, by March 2018, after going through the regulated trials. It is my privilege today to express my gratitude to be a part of this healthcare initiative set up by Bhagawan. And I'm very happy to be working amongst a very dedicated group of people who have all contributed to this wonderful drama that is unfolding in front of us. And it will be heartening to note that some of the scenes were changed overnight. I don't think you would recognize which ones due to technical reasons. There had to be some changes made, and major changes were incorporated overnight. And I think our team needs a big hand from all present. Jai Sai Ram.
We now request Dr. Acharya, Medical Superintendent of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, to address us. Dr. Acharya.
Om Sri Sai Ram. With my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sai Ram to you all. The 6th of July will go as a landmark day in the history of the medical institutions when the entire services of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital were relocated at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. Bhagavan inaugurated the General Hospital in August 1976 as a mother and child unit, which gradually grew into a Satya Sai Hospital, and over the mid-90s had developed into a Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, offering not only primary and secondary care, but also plastic surgery and joint reconstructive and surgery as well. This institution has been unique and continues to do so. Nearly 65 senior consultants working at the hospital are offering honorary services. They come from the city either once a week, twice a week, some on a daily basis, some once a month, and this pattern has been going on all these years. With the relocation, there is no doubt there has been a tremendous advantages to the patients attending the hospital. The main advantage is a one-point comprehensive care, also sharing of the infrastructure and manpower resources. The time spent in the hospital is considerably reduced for patients. With all the specialties available under one roof, inter-referrals can be done on the same day, including dental treatment. Patients have access to all the laboratory and radiology procedures, which all can be completed in one day's work. And as Dr. Sundaresh pointed out, the biggest boon has been not a single person waits outside the hospital. They are all in a sheltered place. In June 2002, Swami, in a discourse at the Super Speciality Hospital, mentioned that a general hospital will come here. 14 years later, the move took place. On a personal note, in 1983, in an interview, Swami told me, "You've been out of India for a long time, start thinking of coming back." And he said, "By 85, 86, you can come back." When I had made all the arrangements to come back in 85, after putting my children at the school in Bangalore, Swami told me, "You have two daughters, keep them with you, don't come back now, stay for 5 years. And at every 5 years, he kept on extending my stay. It went to 20 years. And then he said, "Continue, continue." Ultimately, in 2009, the call came that I should come and take charge of the General Hospital. Now, looking back, I can see there was a reason why this happened. I was involved outside India in setting up a general hospital. And that same general hospital, after 28 years of service, got relocated to secondary and tertiary care areas. So it was exactly the same replica that happened in Bangalore. So he had given me that experience of relocating services and how it should be done, particularly the maternity services. How to relocate maternity services in a tertiary care is really a very mind-boggling problem. But with his grace and blessings, everything has worked out. And Swami has said also that the progress of a hospital should not be judged merely on the number of patients coming for treatment. You should educate the public in the principles of health. Prevention should be the goal, and we should aim at a disease-free society. He also said, it will be a happy day when a hospital gets no patient at all. So, keeping this in view, the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences reached another landmark when on the 19th of January, at the anniversary function, Sri K. Chakravarti, a member secretary of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, released the wellness brochure, and we are now going to set up a wellness clinic. So the hospital is not only growing to provide primary, secondary and tertiary care, we are now going into the prevention as well as promotive health care, which is a new concept in health care. We are all very fortunate to be seated here in the divine presence of Bhagavan. Physically, Swami is not here, but his energy not only is covering each one of us, but it is also going beyond the precincts of the Sai Kulwant Hall. Energy cannot be seen by physical form, but I would like to share a very blissful experience Swami gave me about energy. I am also into energy healing, and I was at the peak of my training when on a Good Friday in Vrindavan in 1999, Swami gave the manifested form of the divine energy. You all know the gift of darshan, which Swami has spoken so many times. Do not underestimate the gift of my darshan. As I pass by, my energy flows from me to you. If you start talking or indulging in any activity, it dissipates and the energy comes back to me. I had only read this. I had only heard Swami. But on that morning of Good Friday 99, as Swami walked into the Sai Kulwant Hall, he gave me the glimpse of his immense white energy that enveloped the whole, Sai Ramesh Hall in the right field. And as a devotee got up to give a letter to Bhagawan, and Swami reached forward, he also gave me the glimpse of his energy entering the devotee. This was such a blissful experience, we just couldn't get over it. It lasted for quite a few, almost a minute before Swami moved on. And then when I prayed to him again, he gave me a 50% of that. Do not underestimate, Swami's energy is developing each one of us at this moment, at this second. Another personal experience, in one of the interviews, Swami said, ask anything. So I took the liberty of asking, Swami, please show your Vishwarupa Darshan, because Swami said, ask anything. Then Swami said, you see all the devotees who are seated outside, I am in each one of them. The day you see me in each one of the devotees here, that is going to be my Vishwarupa. And Swami manifested a ring with all his three incarnations in that ring with the Vishwarupa. This was in 1990, the thing. And Swami has said, I am in you, you are in me, you and I are one. The same thing, we are a bunch of selected doctors, we are also a bunch of selected patients. And Swami has said, I am happy when my patients are happy. Swami has given us a wonderful opportunity to redeem ourselves by serving humanity with unconditional love and selfless service, with humility, patience and compassion in all his temples of learning. Satya Sai General Hospital and the Super Specialty Hospitals till 2016 were working as two separate entities. As per the divine will, it was like sugar and water, separate. But in the matter of 6 months, it has merged into a sweet syrup. And we are all functioning not a separate entity at all, but like the two wheels in tandem, like the front and rear wheels of a bicycle in unison. We would pray to Bhagwan to shower his grace and blessings and give us all the strength to march forward in his mission. Jai Sai Ram. I now request Dr. Akka Mahadevi, additional senior consultant, gynecology and obstetrics, to share her experience. Sai Ram.
Offering my most humble pranams at thy lotus feet, dearest Swami. The best journey of life we can ever take is within, to discover ourselves. Many a times in this journey of life, we literally forget to put down our luggage of worries off our head, not realizing that, Swami, you are the one who carries both us and the luggage to our final destination. This is exactly what happened during the relocation of Sri Satya Sai General Hospital to Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. We all had loads of worries on our head and forgot to put them down in the humdrum of our lives. The moment it dawned upon us that not a blade of grass would move without your will was when we let go of everything and surrendered. We were quite apprehensive as to how we are going to bring out those new little ones into this world. We had made all the arrangements in both the places for the final day to avoid inconvenience to those patients who had been coming to us all through those precious 9 months. But yet we were so restless, thinking of the eventuality. But Swami, you have your own unique way of carrying us through. The hospital, which was so busy prior to the shift, went into a meditative state for 7 whole days. It seemed as though you were preparing the womb to bring forth your own divine sparks, Divyatma Swarupas. The meticulous planning which went on prior to the shift was flawless. Your unseen hands were very much felt through those visible hands which helped us throughout the transition. Be it the transfer of the mammoth Sia machine or the sudden availability of a couple of Seva dals in the midnight on the final day to unload things, and many more such incidents. But Swami, nothing is a coincidence. It's only Sai incidents. The ease with which every event took place only reiterates again and again that, Swami, it was your will, your sankalpa that made all this possible. But saying so in life, can we all sit quiet? Definitely no. We need to act, but at the same time, not act. How do we do that? It's possible if and only if we offer every moment of ours at thy lotus feet with utmost faith that you will carry us through. This reminds me of a Kanakadasa Kriti in Kannada. Tallanisadiru Kandya Talu Manave Yellaranu Salahuanu Idake Samshaya Villa. Bettada Tudiyalli Huttiruva Vrukshake Katteyannu Katti Neereredavaru Yaro Huttisida Deva Ta Honegaranagiralu Gattiyagi Rakshipanu Idake Samshaya Villa. ಅಡವಿಯೊಳಗಾಡುವ ಮೃಗ ಪಕ್ಷಿಗಳಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ಅಡಿಗಡಿಗೆ ಆಹಾರವಿತ್ತವರು ಯಾರೋ ಹಡೆದ ಜನನಿಯ ತೆರದಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹೊಣೆಗೀಡಾಗಿ ಬಿಡದೆ ರಕ್ಷಿಪನು ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಶಯವಿಲ್ಲ ಕಲ್ಲಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಹುಟ್ಟಿದ ಕೂಗುವ ಕಪ್ಪೆಗೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಆಹಾರವನ್ನು ತಂದೀಯುವರು ಯಾರೋ ಬಲ್ಲಿದನು ಕಾಗಿನೆಲೆ ಆದಿಕೇಶವರಾಯ ಎಲ್ಲರನ್ನು ಸಲಹುವನು ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಶಯವಿಲ್ಲ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ತಲ್ಲಣಿಸದಿರು ಕಂಡ್ಯ ತಾಳು ಮನವೆ ಹೇ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಜಿಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವೇಟ್ ಎಲ್ಲರನ್ನು ಸಲಹುವನು ಇದಕ್ಕೆ ಸಂಶಯವಿಲ್ಲ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಡೌಟ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಬೆಟ್ಟದ ತುದಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಹುಟ್ಟಿರುವ ವೃಕ್ಷಕ್ಕೆ ಹೂ ಫೀಡ್ಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಟು ದ ಟ್ರೀ ವಿಚ್ ಗ್ರೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಹಿಲ್ ಟಾಪ್ ಹುಟ್ಟಿಸಿದ ದೇವ ತಾ ಹೊಣೆಗಾರನಾಗಿರಲು ಹಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಅಡವಿಯೊಳಗಾಡುವ ಮೃಗ ಪಕ್ಷಿಗಳಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ದೋಸ್ ಬರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ವಾಂಡ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಡಿಗಡಿಗೆ ಆಹಾರವನ್ನು ಇತ್ತವರು ಯಾರೋ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಟೈಮ್ ಹೂ ಫೀಡ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ಹಡೆದ ಜನನಿಯ ತೆರದಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹೊಣೆಗೀಡಾಗಿ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ದ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮದರ್ ಹೂ ಹಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಫೇಲ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಕಲ್ಲಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಹುಟ್ಟಿದ ಕೂಗುವ ಕಪ್ಪೆ ದ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರಾಕ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಆಹಾರವನ್ನು ತಂದೀಯುವರು ಯಾರೋ ಹೂ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಫುಡ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಫ್ರಾಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಬಲ್ಲಿದನು ಆದಿಕೇಶವರಾಯ The one who knows all, Adikeshavaraya of Kaginele, will definitely protect all of us. Swami, whether it's here, there, or anywhere in the universe, we have utmost faith that you will carry us through. Jai Sai Ram.
Parth, Madhav, Riyaz, listening to those speeches, I am reminded of my Lord Vithoba. When Sakubai, his beloved devotee, had gone to Pandharapur to pay her respects to him, he became, Sakubai, did all the household chores and saw to it that nothing lagged behind.
The last time I was at the hospital for Seva, there was a program on Bhagwan's Aradhana Day. Shri Sai Shravanam from Chennai mentioned in his talk that when his mother was ill and was to be taken to Swami's Bangalore hospital, Bhagwan had personally assured him that it was he who was treating the patients in the form of his doctors in his hospital.
What a revelation, Deva.
Parth, how unfortunate we are that we could not have Baba's darshan in his physical form. We have come to him a little too late.
Never mind. God's timing is always perfect. No one can enter his darbar unless he wills.
I also feel inspired to serve in Baba's mission.
That's wonderful, but first you should become healthy. Without which you will not be able to serve others. Come, let us listen to Swami on the importance of health in life.
Dharmatma kamamochanam arogyam mulamuttama.
Life, health is most essential.
The arogyam anetuvanti padamu పావులో సక్సెస్ నుంచి వచ్చినటువంటిది. ఇది ఈ పదము హెలిన్ హెలిక్ అనేటువంటి పదం నుంచి పుట్టినటువంటిది.
The word health is the derivative of healing.
Helig anaga pavitramu paripurnamu ani.
Healing means that which is sacred and whole.
Manavuni yokka deham pavitramu ganu paripurnamu ganu undinappude ee padamu daniki sarthakam avutundi.
The word denotes the exact meaning so long the body is sacred.
శరీరము మనసు ఆత్మల యొక్క మూడింటి యొక్క చేరికనే మానవత్వం.
ద హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ అండ్ ద స్పిరిట్.
ఒకదాని యొక్క శక్తి నిమిత్తమే మరొక దానిని ఆశ్రయించక తప్పదు.
ఫార్ ద పవర్ ఈచ్ వన్ షుడ్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ ది అదర్.
శరీరము మనసు పైన మనసు ఆత్మను ఆశ్రయించాలి.
ద బాడీ షుడ్ సబ్మిట్ టు ద మైండ్ అండ్ ద మైండ్ షుడ్ ఫాలో.
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క అన్యోన్య ఆశ్రయం చేతనే దేహం ఆరోగ్యాన్ని పొందగలుగుతుంది.
ద బాడీ ఇస్ హెల్దీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇంటర్ రిలేషన్షిప్.
దీనికి ఆహార పానీయములు పరిశ్రమ విశ్రాంతి ఈ నాలుగు కూడా అత్యవసరము.
ఫార్ దిస్ ఫుడ్ డ్రింక్ అండ్ రెస్ట్ ఆర్ నీడెడ్.
కానీ ఈనాటి మానవుడు ఆహార విహారములందు కొంతవరకును అలక్ష్యం చేయటం చేతనే అనారోగ్యానికి గురి అవుతున్నాడు.
Man is sick today because he is neglecting his food and no control over the habit.
Kanuka manavudu ee karyamu aacharinchadalsinappatikini aarogyam athyavasaram.
For any task to be undertaken, health is essential.
Aanati rishulu kudanu shariram yokka patutvanni puraskarinchukoniye divyatvanni vaalu anubhavinchadaniki prayatnincharu.
Ancient sages made an attempt to experience the divinity based on their health.
కనుక ఈ దేహము పవిత్రమైనటువంటి కర్మలను ఆచరించే నిమిత్తం ఏర్పడినటువంటిది.
ద బాడీ ఇస్ గిఫ్టెడ్ టు అండర్టేక్ సీక్రెట్ యాక్షన్.
శరీర మాధ్యం కలు ధర్మ సాధకం. ధర్మక్రియమైనటువంటి యొక్క పనులను ఆచరించాలి.
వన్ హ్యాస్ టు అండర్టేక్ రైట్స్ యాక్షన్స్
అనగా మన యొక్క కాన్షియన్స్ కు తృప్తికరమైనటువంటి కర్మలు ఆచరించాలి.
ది యాక్షన్స్ దట్ వుడ్ సాటిస్ఫై కాన్షియన్స్ మస్ట్ బి డన్.
అది ఏ మంచి కర్మలు అని.
దర్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్స్
ఏ విధమైన యొక్క దివ్యత్వాన్ని పొందదలిచినప్పటికీ శరీరమును ఆశ్రయించే మనం ఈ యొక్క దివ్యత్వాన్ని అనుభవించాలి.
వన్ కెన్ అటైన్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ డివినిటీ త్రూ ద బాడీ.
శరీరము లేక ఏ యొక్క సాధనలు కూడా చేయటకు వీలు కాదు.
వితౌట్ ద బాడీ యూ కెనాట్ అండర్టేక్ ఎనీ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎండీవర్.
ఆరోగ్యమే మహాభాగ్యము అన్నారు.
దేర్ఫోర్ హెల్త్ ఇస్ వెల్త్.
ఆనందాన్ని మనం పొందవాలంటే లోకము లోపల ఉన్నత్వంలో మనకు ఆనందం చిక్కదు.
You can never be blissful if you go by the feelings of diversity or plurality.
ముఖ్యంగా మనం ఆరోగ్యమే మహాభాగ్యమని భావిస్తున్నారు.
We consider health as wealth.
నిజమే ఆరోగ్యం మూలం ఉత్తమం. అది ఉత్తమమైనటువంటిది.
Yes, health is truly essential.
ఆనందాన్ని నీవు సాధిస్తే ఆరోగ్యం క్షణంలో నీవు పొందగలవు.
When once if you are blissful, you can be healthy.
కనుక మానవత్వం లోపల ఆనందం అనేటువంటిది దైవం నుంచినే మనం పొందాలి.
The state of bliss could be had only from God.
ఏదు ధనం నుంచి పదవి నుంచి అధికారం నుంచి ఆనందాన్ని పొందవచ్చని భావిస్తున్నారు.
You think that you can afford to be happy or blissful because of property or position or authority.
ఈ అధికారం నుంచి మనకు ఆనందం చిక్కదు.
You can never be blissful by occupying
ఈ ఆనందం అనేటువంటిది unity in diversity.
You can be blissful by observing unity in diversity.
దానించే మనం ఆనందం పొందవచ్చును.
Out of that only you can attain bliss.
What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful voice and message. I now know why I should be healthy and happy so that I can serve my fellow man and redeem myself. I too am inspired to offer my services at the hospital.
Yes, you can always come back to offer your services. But it is more important to carry his name on our lips, his form in our heart, and take his message to wherever we are by rendering service to the needy. It is the inner transformation that's of supreme importance.
And Madhav, Parth, Baba has always said that his hospital, or I should say temple of healing, is not meant for mere cure. It is a temple of healing, where there is repair of the mind along with repair of the body. If I may tell you, I know of a butcher. He underwent surgery at Baba's hospital same time when my child underwent. And so much was the impact on his mind, Deva, he changed his profession to become a vegetable seller. Only in order to please the Lord.
In the early years of the hospital, Swami mentioned to the staff that every patient, doctor, sevadal, every single person who enters its portals is destined to do so. How blessed we are to be the chosen ones.
I am already feeling much better. I only heard that the world is a rangasthala, a stage, and Lord Panduranga is the Ranganayaka, the master who directs all the actions of the actors. Today, I had the good fortune to experience the invisible hand of our Lord in the drama of my own life. Mysterious are indeed the ways of the Lord. I was in desperation searching for an Arogya Nilayam, a hospital to cure my heart problem. But by a strange coincidence of people and circumstances, I have reached Ananda Nilayam, the abode of peace and bliss.
And Madhav, talking of coincidences, or I should say coincidences, isn't it a coincidence that on the same journey, in the same bogey, you have a arthi and artharthi, a jignasu and a gyani, all going towards the same destination? The destination, his abode of peace and bliss, his Ananda Nilayam. Isn't this really the antaryatra, the journey within, where each seeker, each and every seeker, ultimately reaches that promised land? Hey Rangamma, हे माझ्या विठ्ठला, हे माझ्या रंगम्मा, माझी दिंडी यात्रा, आमची दिंडी यात्रा सफल झाली रे. As I stand before you today, Deva, we all pray. We all pray to you for that bountiful grace to be showered on each and every one of us, to give us the humility to understand that we are just the instrument, you are the doer, and to give us that bhakti and Shakti, so that we may all continue to serve you at your lotus feet until our last breath. Hari Re Rangamma Ji, Hari Re Krishnamma Ji.
Pitambara Anga Jati
Mukta Phala Nathanati Pitambara
भजो रे विघ्नेश्वरम भजो रे मानस विघ्नहरम भजो रे विघ्नेश्वरम भजो रे मानस विघ्नहरम भजो रे भजो रे मानस विघ्नहरम भजो रे भजो रे विघ्नेश्वरम भजो रे मानस विघ्नहरम भजो रे विघ्नहरं भजो रे विघ्नेश्वरं भजो रे मानस विघ्नहरं भजो रे
शरणागत त्राण नारायण भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि
Narayana Narayana Om Jai Sadgurudeva Narayana जय